Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. 3, 2, 1, boom, and we're back. What's up, everybody? It's your coach. Welcome back to the Coach HP Show, the number one positivity, slanging, podcast, ball throwing in the internet. The Coach HP Show, thank you for joining today's episode. Let's get into today's episode. One of the most asked questions to me. One of the things I talk about the most, one of the things as I hit the camera there, one of the things that I struggled with the most, probably from the age of 19 till 31. So if the math, that's like, what, like 11 years is a long time to struggle with this. Guys, in today's episode, we're going to talk about hair loss, sensitive issue. Eventually, majority of dudes, we lose our hair, but it sucks when you lose it or you start to lose it at a real young age. For whatever reason, I started to lose my hair probably by the age of 19. I had barbers, and it always works this way. You never have somebody cool or somebody chill come up to you and say, hey man, your hair's thinning, maybe you should do something about it, or hey man, you should look into this, look into that. No. Had this Cuban dude here in Miami who was cutting my hair, and he said it real loud in front of everybody, almost like upset at me, like if it was my choice. He's like, pero te está quedando cabo. Like in the barbershop, I was like, dude, you're going bald. So I had never, I'm a pretty tall dude, I'm 6'2". I had never seen the crown of my head. And I used to have, I'll post something here, I used to have jet black hair, like jet black hair. And to make it worse, I had a widow's peak. So you had the widow's peak, and then I started to get the receding hairlines here, which wasn't that bad. But what was killing me big time was up here in the crown. It was a disaster. And I wanted what I didn't have. So I always wanted like this, like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible 2 kind of hairdo kind of thing with the layers and stuff. And my hair was like wavy, but since it was thinning, it was like bush. It was a disaster. And I struggled so much with my hair loss. At the time, I wanted to be an actor. And the biggest mistake I made was there was no leading men actors with thinning hair. So I gotta get the hair surgery. Now, this is a long time ago. This is probably 15 years ago, or maybe it's a long time. It's a long time. Technology has changed big time. But at the time, how this procedure worked is, and mind you, I did this procedure without doing any research. I didn't talk to anybody. I just said, oh my God, I'm gonna have a full set of hair. And since I used to have like wavy hair, long. I thought I was going to have my hair like the dude from Deuce Bigelow, Mel Gigolo, with the long hair. So I pictured myself ponytailing it, man, but doing all these cool things to my hair. And I went and I did the hair surgery at Bosley, which at the time, they were probably the only people that were really doing it. The way they did it was completely different than how they do it now, from what I've heard. So they come and they get a strip. So you literally cut the back part where the hair is the thickest, which the hair has the most memory, which is the back part of your hair here. And then they insert it up here in the thinning spots, and they call it grafts and certain amount of grafts and this whole thing. But here's the stuff I wish I would have known. Okay. Number one, a lot of people have to have multi surgeries. So that means more than one surgery. Okay. Surgeries are pretty expensive. They're like 10, 12, 15 G's. Okay. That's number one. Number two, as you go through this process, because you rip off hair from here and you put it up here, your head swells up like a basketball. Like, you literally, your forehead comes out to here, everything, because that's the amnesia and the procedure and stuff. And then obviously eventually it dies down. But for like a month, dude, you look like a basketball. Like, you're like inflated. You look completely different. You have the headache. Obviously, it's this whole thing. I didn't know is a lot of the hair doesn't stick. It falls, especially in the crown. Crown hair, that area is so sensitive that it just falls. Okay? Second thing is, you got a scar now for the rest of your life in the back of your head. And it's kind of like a happy face scar that I have. So at the time, if you want to do a fade or have your hair short or stuff, whatever, you see like a scar line in the back of your head. Okay? All those things. So what happens? I get the surgery. I thought I'm going to have a full set of hair. I didn't. It helped me, but it didn't give me a full set of hair at all. If I would wet my hair, whatever, all this here would just be so thin, man. I looked like I was like a dude doing a cover-up. So I started to do stuff like topics. My boy, one of my best friend, who's ahead of the game, who's 10 years older, he goes, listen, dude, and he had done the surgery and everything. Dude, there's this thing called topics that actors wear, whatever. So I'm putting that on my hair. And it's like almost like these little like hair follicles that literally give you real hair. The problem with that is I would go overboard. Like, anybody would go overboard if you could add more of hair, whatever. So I look like a microphone. I look like this. And if you would go, boom, my hair would go, because it'd be this stuff. And then what happens? You have that. Then you're hooking up with girls. And you end up playing like the Matrix, because now you can't go in the water, because that's going to expose you. When you're hooking up with chicks, you can't touch your hair, because that's going to get you in trouble. So I'm literally like Matrix, karate, chopping. It's a disaster, disaster. Another thing you got to take into consideration. So usually guys that have a lot of testosterone, which we find out testosterone is a great thing, and guys want to always have extra testosterone. That's the reason of hair loss. Okay? So then you got to take, once you do the surgery, to hold the hair as much as possible, you got to take something called either Propecia or Proscar. That reduces your amount of testosterone, reduces your libido, but it's supposed to help the hair stay. It's like an $80 a month pill, so you have to add that. It's reducing your testosterone, which the whole point is to get testosterone. So that's a conflict in itself. In between all this, I'm here. I markered my head. It was the best. I'm at the gym. I put marker in my head, and we were there working out. We were like on the Stairmaster or something, and the smell of marker, I almost passed out. I did so many things. Till I reached the age of 31 and I said, you know what, forget this shit. I'm not doing this anymore. I moved from Los Angeles to Las Vegas. I'm almost starting Vegas brand new. From now on, everybody that sees me is going to know me as a bald guy, because I'm not going to do this whole headache thing with the hair and everything. So I told my boy, I go, listen, shave my head. He shaved it. I have the happy face scar in the back. Then I grabbed a razor and I started to bick it and razor it. And I've been rocking this for like the last 13 years. I've had a head shape and it's been the best. My wife loved me way more when I was bald. I didn't have this cheesy Latin guy, soap opera-ish, poofy, weird hairdo. And it eliminated that worry that we have enough worries in life to be worried about the hair. Do I comb it this way? The style, it's thinning, what a disaster. I look older than what I am versus now, which is when you rock it bald, you even look younger. And the only tips of rocking a bald head is try to stay in as best shape as you can. Try it. Try to do a cool little facial hair action that you can keep, that's comfortable, that fits your face, your beard not too short if you don't have that look, not too long if you can carry it. And if you try to somehow tan yourself in a decent way, it's way better than breaking your head trying to figure out hair loss and getting surgery after surgery, and maybe you don't get it in time and the hair doesn't stick. So my advice is, if you can, just go bald. When in doubt, shave it. You could always do more stuff after. At the beginning, I wasn't comfortable. I used to tell people that my scar was that I fell off a motorcycle off the PCH driving a chopper. Then I got comfortable with it. I told people, listen, I got hair surgery. What it is, what it is. So my best advice is, as I told you all these stories, is you own up to it. You embrace it. Don't be like me. Look at my biggest mistake. I'm trying to be an actor. I'm like, no, I gotta have a full set of hair. I'll never forget, I met with this casting director / agent here on the beach. I had a hat on, so I had like my curls and stuff under. When the guy goes, oh man, let me take off your hat, let me see how you look. I was like, oh my God. And you know how when you sweat and it's humid here, so your hair even looks even thinner. When I took off my hat, the guy looked at me and goes, he goes, bro, you're bald. You're bald. Like upset. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm gonna maybe do the hair surgery. He's like, no, you have to. You never work. Stupidest thing in the world, right? So I'm chasing to be somebody else. Who's the number one box office actor in the world right now? Dwayne The Rock Johnson. What type of hairstyle does he have? He's bald. What type of look does he have? Me and him had the same acting coach, Aaron Spizer. Aaron told him, lean up. What did The Rock do? The complete opposite. He's like, I'm going to be as jacked as possible. And the guy went, he doubled down on himself. And he's the number one guy in the world. And everybody loves that dude. So be yourself. Take my advice. Don't do the surgery. Don't stress it. Don't start taking pills. Don't start doing this. Don't start putting Rogaine or anything. Shave your head, man. Get rid of any doubts. You don't have to worry about it. Especially if it's bad. Now, some situations are favorable. Some people can save it. Some people can do this and that, and it helps them. But in my case, and in a lot of people's cases, because I always see these dudes at the gym, or at the barber shop, that they get these like weird like fades and flat tops, and it's all bald up here, and they get a side fade. Like, what are you doing? It looks horrible. Just shave it. Shave the whole thing. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to pay for haircuts anymore. You just in your shower, you grab the razor and you hit it. You know, I hit it every day. And you live life so much happier. And you don't worry about dumb stuff. And the look is always going to be in. It makes you look younger. Then it gets us out of our head. Because that head thing with hair, for a dude, it's just sad, man. Because you lose your confidence. And it's unnormal. Nobody wants to be bald in their, especially in their 20s. You know, I'm 43. So it's different, but in your 20s, it took up all my time till I decided to shave it, and then it was the best thing I ever did. So that's my advice. If you're losing your hair, get rid of it, shave it, worry about more important stuff, that life's too short. If there's any questions out there, I think I just bit my lip. Let's say inner lip. If there's any questions out there about anything else, hit me up. Anything that I've gone through, or anything that I've done, or anything that you guys have done, put it below. I'm gonna answer it. I'm gonna help you guys. But stay strong. Go bald if you're losing your hair. Shave it. Don't worry about it. Welcome to the club. It's a great club. as long as the girls think we look good and my wife loves it on me, she's always had. So there you go. And she's never really liked bald guys, but there's a look for everybody and it is what it is. Rock it with confidence. It's your coach. I love you guys. I really do. I'll see you on the next one.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.